This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and I'd love to know what we were talking about.
It was fun, apparently.
Apparently. Okay. Well, you missed out on it, though.
Yeah, I did. I always do.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah. Joining us now is George Dominion of Sayweather.
Sayweather.
Okay. One word.
Good morning, George.
Good morning.
All one word. Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Doing good. Doing good. What's new over there?
So we got a lot of great things going on with Sayweather. We've really started expanding our operation. We've got where we can now send our information to some of the electronic flight bags, like ForeFlight. We're bringing on iFly is going to be joining us here in the next week or two. We have Aviator Assistant. So now a pilot, when they want to do some flight planning, they can go get the METAR information from an airfield that never had weather information before. It will say advisory because we are advisory information. We are not an AWOS. We also have our SAWIX Air program that's coming out, and we can do all kinds of things for pilots now. Once we have an airport's information, we can now do things like send the stuff to the EFBs. We can do threshold texting where a pilot, let's say he gets up in the morning, the winds are 25, he gusts into 30. We give him a phone number, he can text and say, tell me when the winds at my airport are less than 20 knots, or less than 15, or less than 12. And each pilot may have a different threshold. So after it's sustained for a couple of minutes, then they'll get a text. We do things like, I'm losing my brain thought here.
That's okay. We do it all the time.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
So you're gathering weather information and you're presenting it.
Yeah. So what we do as a company, we make it so if an airport doesn't have weather information, typically when a pilot flies in there, they get on their radio and they find the closest AWOS, could be 15 or 20 miles away, and they say, well, that's the best information I have, and they use that to make a landing and they hope it's the same. Or they'll go to ForeFlight or one of the other EFBs like iFly or Aviator Assistant. And they'll gather the information, but when they're gathering that information at that time, they're not getting the information from where they want to land. Those EFBs are gathering it from the AWOS that's 20 miles away.
Right.
So we make it so we put a weather station out on the field.
That was my next question. So, all right.
Yeah. So we put a weather station on the field. It's solar powered. So they don't have to dig up, and then it's wireless back to the console, so they don't have to dig up any runways or taxiways. So it's self-sustained. And then we take that information and we push it out to the pilot. So now when a pilot's flying in, he can be 20 or 30 miles out from the airport. He keys his mic four times, and he'll get an AWOS-like weather advisory in his headset. Real-time information from on the field that he wants to land on now.
Okay.
So now we push it to the FBs. So now when they go check METARs, they're getting real-time information from an airport that never had it before.
Right, and it's hundreds of miles away, whatever.
Yeah.
So they don't have to wait to get there to get that information. Yeah.
Which actually increases the versatility because now you know, well, our main airport has still got problems. Maybe we should go thinking about our alternate airport.
Yep, you certainly could. The nice thing about it, so let's say when you're 15 or 20 miles out and you get our information, now you know what runway you're going to set up for. You know if you're going to have a crosswind. You know if you're going to have a gusting wind. So now you know how you're going to set up. So it just makes you a safer pilot. Instead of having a lot of pilots go in and they go looking for a windsock and they missed it, so they fly around again, and then they see it, and then they got to fly around a different way to get in the pattern. We just make the airport safer, and we make the pilot safer.
Plus, it's up-to-the-minute accurate.
It's virtual, really real-time.
Right, which you may not get.
Yeah, even an AWOS can be up to 50 minutes old.
Right.
And, you know, that's one of the problems, the built-in latency in the weather system. Even if you have some of the more advanced weather programs and everything, time is not on your side.
It certainly isn't. And that's one of the things that sets us apart is that we are actual real-time information.
So you have to make an agreement with an airport to put one of these systems on site.
So what we do is we sell it to the airport.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, here at the show, I'm talking to mostly pilots. And so I just want to introduce them to what we can do for an airport that doesn't have weather. And then I want to get them excited and have them go back and tell the airport owner. And then, you know, we start a conversation and eventually we'll sell it to the airport. We're not selling it to the pilots, but it sure is a benefit to the pilots.
Exactly. You're selling it to the airport for the pilots.
Correct.
So how many have you got out in the field?
We've got over 100 out in the field. I have them all over the... So right now we're in Canada, the United States, and Peru. So I've got them in Alaska. I've got them in the deserts in Arizona. I got them in the humidity in Florida. I got them in Buffalo in the snow. They're tried and true. We've been around for about 8 years.
They're working well.
We have, I won't tell you, no problems, but virtually no problems. We've got it down to a science.
Okay. So what does this come as? Is this like a whole shack?
A stick.
All you do is you just drop it in the ground and say, and flip the switch and it's up?
Nope. So the only thing we don't provide in airport is the mounting pole for the weather station because everybody mounts them differently. But we send them a weather station that's going to be, they're going to install that somewhere out near the field, hopefully not in the runway safety zone. And that's a very easy installation once they have a pole in. And then we have a box that has all the equipment in it, and it has the console for the weather station. It has our Say Weather box. It has triple redundant barometric pressure sensors. It has a VHF radio. So that all comes in a self-contained box that's lockable, and we'll pre-configure everything for the airport. So when I sell a system to an airport, we ask them maybe like 15 questions, the name of the airport, the frequency, the elevation of the field, you want a male or female voice, all those kinds of questions, and then we pre-configure it. So when they get it, they can almost just hang it on the wall.
Now, do they get a display screen that they can put in the FBO to actually see the...
There is. So there's a screen on there. And it gives you all the information. We have it's a touch screen, so let's say an airport, a grass strip, it's going to rain for a month or, you know, a week or whatever, and the north end of the field's wet. You can pre-program three different...
like notifications.
Notifications.
Yeah.
So you have one just gives you all the weather, but you might want to say airport closed for construction. You might want to say pancake breakfast on the third Saturday. We can configure it any way you want.
That's a slick system. Can you guys remote monitor the health of your systems?
So we do. So it self monitors.
Okay.
So we actually have a way that if let's say with the triple redundant barometric pressure sensors, if one were to go off, it shuts itself off. And then it notifies the airport manager via text that there's an issue.
Okay.
Or even something as simple as if the battery is getting low.
Right, right. Yeah, like if it's been 3 weeks without sun and it's just not getting enough charge.
Well, no, so actually it has a backup battery.
Okay.
It is solar powered, but it has a backup battery, and that battery lasts for about 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
Even in Alaska where they're dark for 21 hours
That's
a day
right.
for
yeah,
three
right.
or four
Think
months.
Of that.
Yeah. It'll last over a year there.
And you've got to put this thing together, and it's got to withstand all kinds of weather conditions, hot, cold, dirt, dust,
darkness of night, and all that stuff.
So when we were building our system, the only thing that's really proprietary to us is our Say Weather box, and we use the Davis weather station.
Okay.
When we were building we tried a couple of weather stations, and it accuracy and durability, you can't beat it. And like I said, I have one in Alaska at Wolf Lake. They were 40 below zero for a month with like 50 or 60 knot winds, pretty steady for a month. It held up just fine.
That's they didn't get very many arrivals there though.
No. But I had one down at Salty Approach in Florida, and the hurricane came through. It worked right through the whole hurricane. What did happen though was the pole got bent just a little bit.
Ooh.
But the system itself worked. It was registered
wind speeds,
135 knot winds.
Wow.
That's blowing.
Yeah.
Are you looking to go overseas as well?
So we're trying. So we like I said, we're just breaking into a little bit in South America. The problem is that most governments don't want our electronics coming into their country and then broadcasting over their airwaves. So we have people in France and Germany and Australia and New Zealand. They're all trying to work with the governments, It's just such a lengthy process. So yeah. We'll get there eventually, but right now we're not shipping outside of Canada and the U.S. And
well, you're talking about selling to airports. What's the cost on this?
So I have two systems. My basic system that gives the pilots wind, speed, direction, and gust, temperature, dew point, altimeter, and density altitude is about $10,000 for the airport. They're all self-installed. It's like, again, we talked about the installation. It's pretty easy installation. I have the ability with my Pro, my Pro Plus system that we can then integrate visibility, present weather, and ceiling. So that gets a little pricey. It's about $50,000 all in.
It's still cheaper than an AWOS system.
Cheaper than AWOS. AWOS is, nowadays are about $250 plus, plus, plus.
Right, right. Plus government paperwork.
Yeah,
this,
yeah. And plus time.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That sounds like a really cool idea. I mean, there's so many small airports that couldn't afford anything bigger.
Yeah, yeah. We tried to make it so that any airport that wants to have weather information, it'll be available to them at a very reasonable cost.
Very cool, very cool. I want to thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
And we've been talking to George Domitio of SayWeather. So where can we see? Which hangar are you in?
We're in Charlie 3082.
Very good.
And if you need to reach out to me, www.sayweather.com, and we can start a conversation.
Very good. This is Digital Dave.
And I am Fast Eddie with
and
the weather update.
There you go. And
on
this
EAA
is EAA Radio.